From American Public Media, it's Weekend America. I'm John Moe. With the weekend comes Shabbat, or Shabbos, the Jewish day of rest. From sundown Friday to sundown Saturday, Jewish law forbids certain very specific kinds of work. It means that you can't grab your briefcase and head out to the office, and it also means that you can't do some very simple things like writing or erasing, cutting, tearing, even turning the lights on and off. Thus, Sabbath observers have spent many a Friday afternoon taping down light switches, stashing away pens and pencils, even pre-tearing their toilet paper. Enter opportunity. In recent years, an industry has emerged which manages to combine modern convenience and this sacred time. Rebecca Shear has more.
To understand the Jewish Sabbath, you first have to understand the Hebrew word melacha.
It's a mysterious word that's related to the creative activity that God used to create the world. It's also used in the building of the tabernacle in the desert.
The tabernacle being the portable version of the holy temple that the Israelites schlepped around the desert for 40 years. And, says Rabbi Shmuel Vefer of Toronto, by building that tabernacle, the Israelites brought God's presence into the physical world.
But on the Sabbath, we want to refrain from doing that kind of activity, because if we felt ourselves totally responsible for being in God's presence in the world, we'd start thinking we control God.
So what observers of the Sabbath do is take each melacha, or creative activity, that the Israelites performed.
And what we avoid doing is the identical activity or a derivative of activity, which is similar in result or form.
For instance, the Israelites ignited and extinguished fires, so Sabbath observers can't switch an electrical current on or off or burn gas to drive a car. The Israelites sheared sheep and cut animal hides. Observers can't trim their nails or tear toilet paper. So with 39 of these acts to contend with, keeping the Sabbath in today's world can be a challenge, which is why in 2004, Rabbi Shmuel Vefer founded Kosher Innovations.
Our mission is to develop practical, innovative products that help the Sabbath observant community meet the challenges presented by a modern lifestyle.
Their flagship product is the Kosher Lamp. Its bulb stays on all day.
But it has a double shade.
When you line them up, the light shines through.
And when the windows aren't lined up, the light is blocked. So it's as if you turned it off without having to interact with the electricity.
Vefer says he sold tens of thousands of kosher lamps, along with other products like Shabbos bathroom tissue.
Pre-cut and fold it like facial tissue in a little teeny box.
Even a Shabbos toothbrush and liquid tooth wash, since it's a melacha to spread or smooth an ointment like paste onto an object.
It doesn't do as good a job, but your mouth will feel fresh and clean when you get up and go to synagogue for your prayers.
Kosher Innovations isn't the only company helping modern Jews. Israel's Zomit Institute offers Sabbath telephones, which you dial indirectly with special buttons and microprocessors. And a Michigan-based company is helping them develop a scooter that powers up and starts moving all by itself, thanks to something called Sabbath Mode.
One has a Sabbath Mode, right?
Yes, yep.
Elke Zarhi isn't shopping for a Sabbath scooter. She's at a Boston-area appliance store looking at refrigerators.
Thank you. Thanks for letting us browse.
Yeah, no problem.
Sabbath mode refrigerators, which disable all electrical activities like the lights when you open the door. Zarhi already has a Sabbath mode fridge, a kosher lamp.
It's the best lamp ever.
Even a Sabbath mode oven, which is way too complicated to go into here. Yet, as helpful as these items can be, they can also leave her feeling a bit torn.
Part of Shabbat is not being able to always have your hot, hot food or the convenience of turning your Sabbath mode fridge on. We should hold on to being a little bit less modern just for a few hours. It's nice to keep on to something.
But that something, Zarhi says, doesn't have to be kept on to so tightly or traditionally.
We don't like to live just by the letter of the law. We like to live with the spirit. You know, you don't practice Judaism, you live Judaism. And Shabbat is similar. You don't observe Shabbat. You celebrate Shabbat.
And different Jews celebrate this time of reflection and introspection in different ways. So sure, says Rabbi Shmuel Vefer, not everyone is cavilling over his kosher innovations.
There's some saying, you know what, we prefer to keep doing it the way we've been doing it, follow the traditions.
But nobody's questioning their legality either.
There are things that I could come up with that I feel wouldn't be in the spirit of the Sabbath, which is sort of reflecting on your relationships with your family and your God. You know, if I'm going to take something that's going to make it easy for somebody to not think about God, then I'm not going to come up with that product. Like an example would be put a timer on your television so that it came on so you could watch the football game. That's definitely not something that's going to keep you within the spirit of the day.
Of course, technically, the same goes for radio. though some rabbis state that if it's on when Shabbos starts, you're in the clear. The jury's still out on the kosherness of changing the station, however. So if you're tuned in right now, play it safe. Stick with public radio. Wishing everyone a Shabbat Shalom. In Boston, I'm Rebecca Shear for Weekend America.